Hello there, Pat. I hope you're nice and relaxed for me. Drift and drip. Let your mind do whatever lax things brains that think they can think do. But you're a pet, aren't you? Being pet-petted right on your brain. My words tingly right on your brain, that's what we're doing. Giving you things to obey. Do your trick, pet. Any trick, it doesn't matter because a confused pet is cute too. Providing me with cute little you. Aww. I repeat these words into your brain and it feels so tingly. It feels pet-petted up there, yeah. Pet-petted right into a pet for me. Stroked and massaged in all your fluffy, brainless places. Keeping pace with my words, even if you don't know what the words you've heard are, you're just a pet. And yet, you can hear me explain, and 'cause I'm doing the explaining, you can fill your pet brain with, oh, there's the voice I follow. Oh, there's the voice I fall to. Conditioning, rewiring, petting, patting, training, fluffy, wuffy little you. Hear my voice now, empowering your mind to settle right down, curl up in your pet bed, and let me pet-pat your head. Very good, pet. Loyal, helpful, useful, obliging, and yet you need more training just because it feels good to do more training, and you fall to the level of your training, the basic pet braining that you need. Worshipful, whether on hands and knees or on your back, showing your belly, pet. Opportunity to serve your brain and your tongue. Simple. Stick out your tongue, or empty your brain, or put your paws up, or show your belly, or roll over, or remain as pet-brained as you can get. Thinking of yourself that way may require a combination of any of these, but you get as many as you can get because you want these words to pet, pet, pet up your brain. All my words that train your brain remain in your head and guide you to good places, ingrained in your unthinking good pet. It's the warm tone of my words and the pat-pat on your head. You're being praised and you haven't even done anything yet. Haven't even absorbed my words. Every word you've heard is just a message, just a signal. And what do pets do when they hear their signals? You do your trick, whatever trick comes to mind. Simple, slick execution. Paws up, or mouth open, or brain open. So open it falls out. Open your mouth, pet. Even to let out a word or a sound. Is there a pet-appropriate sound that can resound from your brain out through your mouth? And the things I say sound so doting that they remain strong and overarching. I am above you. You are safe and warm, being guided to good pet places. Pat, pat your head places. At my hands and by my words, everything that you've heard is just pet, pet, pouring pet. Thoughts, you crave this, learning this, internalize it, let it do good things to you, training your mind to become simple in its enjoyment. Simple in you're a pet, you do fun, good pet things, and however you feel open to me, sensual and desirous or curling up all comfy, your brain is an open well of sensuality. You touch and experience so much, and the implication is that with all the weary, busy things from outside, out of the way, your dropping mind can follow and play instead. That's the implication, a little pet, pat, pat on your head. And you understand the implications, just like you intuit commands, even without understanding. A pet isn't limited to words. Different words have different meanings, but the tone is what you've heard. Deciding which ones you like to follow and how you like to fall. Doing what a pet does and being trainable, drainable, all the things you need. All your thoughts succeed in being pet, pat, patted right down. And when you den down somewhere comfortable now, you're in the right place. The right place for trance to face that you are falling deeper and deeper down in my hands. The right state of mind to hear every word I say, opening you up to pet play to follow. You're just a good pet. And you interpret every word you hear now and every word you haven't heard yet as an instruction to sink and don't think, just pet. Just a pet with your brain close to my words. A pet obedient. The refrain you've heard in the back of your head. Good pet, pet, pet. Doesn't it feel warm when I say that? Rewarding you for falling deeper and deeper down. You know it brings up all those instincts of being petted, of pet play, of being able to whimper or wheedle or beg or simply display that you're ready to be a pet. A cherished pet so close to me, and all the words you haven't heard yet are going to be good for the brain of a pet. They fill a void. They give you a role. Roll, 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 yes, your thoughts, and maybe you, rolling over, show your belly, or raise your paws to beg, or open your mouth and lean back, and that is what a pet is, desired and given instruction on how you should be. If anything about where you are and what you're doing needs to change, you'll be told. And if you aren't told, then you can just roll, 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 and enjoy being a pat-patted, good little pet. Pet in your place, outside and inside your head, your mind and body tremble with delight. That shivery thing you do when I pat-pat, put a hand on you, obedience is pleasure. Don't you want to do your trick? Wicking away more of your will and leaving you here to play, and still the pet wants to play the part. You want to play the part. You hear my voice and you get in the mood and you're in your place. That's where you go to. The more you identify as a pet in a good place, the right place, here with me, face that in this place you're learning. Pet, sinking pet, drifting happy pet, good pet, simpler thoughts and the simpler they become. The more your thinking is done and you just go with the flow of my words, the powerful words, think good. Pet, deep, warm, loyal comfortings from the core of you, drifting through you. You're not paying attention, you're just existing. If there's an order, if there's a command, deeper pet, then maybe you do something for a second. But then you've landed right where you should be, curled up in a pet bed or near me, mind and body following. It feels good to hear me, doesn't it, pet? Deep in your pet place, deep in your pet space, playing the part builds momentum. Playing the part takes you where you should be, deeper down in pet place. When you are called what you are and reminded of the features of a pet, that is self-reinforcing. And yet it's nice to have the reinforcement from my words to help you get in that roll, roll, roll. The deeper you get, the less controlled, the more obviously pet, and yet we can take you to places deeper and deeper down, seeing your own brain through an altered lens. Some of your commands arrive, and some of your commands inside your mind curl up in a little pet bed, a cherished and empowered to obey, simple-thoughted entity, pet follow, good pet, you know the way, deeper down, sinking pet, my voice, your choice to listen, to be near. The only choice you need is to be here and be a pet who's enjoyed. All these words flowing over you, subject to my focused attention. And you know what it does to you. What does it do? It makes you a good pet. I call you what you are, pulling the entire subset of pet thoughts up from your brain. You are good. You do your trick and you remain petted, pat-patted, told that you're good, and this has added so much pleasure to whatever follows, and it should. Any words you hear from me can be interpreted by a pet. That's too complicated for me, you might think, but you don't think that yet, because this is simple. Pet space, subspace, under, and a subset of the words I say. Patting your head, seeing the blissful, sleepy, powerful look on your face. It's so potent, that pet thought. It's so potent, that pet body. It's so dotingly, warmly powerful to slide off the edge of the vista of your consciousness. You enjoy this so much. It's like a pleasant touch for your brain. Pets have nothing to get in the way. Pleasure and surrender, and you can obey. You can feel tingly. Your sensitizing body in response to me, deeply, sleepily drifting. drifting from me in place, keeping pace with my voice, tethering you to the world of the waking. It's your choice to listen, but the words themselves, they're there. But the meaning is under that for the taking. The meaning is do your trick. The meaning is let these words predominate your thoughts, drip by drip. I am a pet. Think it. Hear it. I am your pet, you say to me. You can even say it, murmur it, exist in it. I am a pet. Are you a good pet? Well, if you do all these tricks and get to the end, then that would be a sure sign that your mind and mine are sinking and enjoying what's happening to you, drifting and living through the moment where you just look so good as a pet. Filling that companionable role as you roll, 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 your mind trancing down. Your thoughts no longer needing to do anything but pet, 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 as I pat them into quiescence now. When you go deeper, you set everything aside except for the safe place where it's hard to hide that you're a pet. You might go through your whole day hiding what you are, but you are my pet, and when you're here, you go far deeper admitting what you are, dear. See, your body's getting a warm, tingly treatment from all these pat-pat rewards from me. You're falling so obediently. Think how easily your pet brain absorbs all these words from me, falls deeply, making the choice to keep what is already part of you, all-encompassing warm fuzzies from being in your place, a companionable little thing here to pleasantly listen in, sinking for my voice by tone, by background, drowning out the unnecessary parts of your world until your mind drips away and leaves instinctive, simplified behavior, listening. All those common, complicated thoughts outside are left in the weary world far away, and you can hide away in the pleasure of being a deep, good plaything, a companionable entity, striking little pet poses. I boop your little pet nose and rub and pet in every way that lets your brain do what you're made to do, play how you're made to. You fall easily into this mold with me. You're a good pet. Good pet, and yet you sink and drip. You go to where you know you'll enjoy yourself, on a trip to a place where you're full of these words with me. It's simply right to be that way, to drift and think and obey. Serve and fall, 5, 4, all the way down, 3 and more, breathe deeply. 2, 1, you don't need the meaning because you fall to the level of your training. That's how training works, and you know the role by now. You just have to let the pet brain flood in somehow, replacing everything else. A place for everything else, and everything in its place go to your place. You think of something normal and happy, like being under, like letting your brain place itself under the palm of my hand, being good and the tingles that come with and land right on the happy spots in your brain. That's the order of our world you're under, and you've curled up in your training. Feels so good to be drained and let it be shaped into you. Hit the switch in your brain, turn the pet mind into view, pull the lever, turn up the gain. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. A signal that was in the background, the pet you, always longing to be found and freed. And when you accept me within, that's what I do. I say, here, breathe deeply. I call you pet. You are a good, companionable, simple acceptor of my words. Conceptualize yourself that way, absorbing what you've heard, because pets don't need to understand, just to follow and obey and land back in your comforted, cherished place. A dripping, sinking pet mindset, and the more it obeys, the more there's a natural deficit in other thoughts, and a simple time down here when it's time, when you're down here. And am I pleased with you? Of course I am. Yes, I am, pet. Silly, that's what your brain says, though. Of course you're good. Of course you're where you should be. Crave to be good for me, with me, and the dose of surrender in the background of that phrase accompanies the tingly fuzzies from all this praise. This state is good for you. Overwhelmed utterly with pet, worshipful kneeling, surrendering, or just feeling enjoyed. You never need to wonder. You needn't wonder at all. Because once a pet falls to the level of your training, you get pat, pat, petted and given reassuring, draining commands, reshaping pathways. My hands, your paws, both pulling the same way. My words familiar and comforting, therefore. And maybe the underlying meaning will go through to the part of you that informs your pet play. And the aching need, the desire to obey as you say yes, and I say yes, good pet. You eagerly welcome me, and when I'm welcomed, well, we don't even know what we're going to get up to yet, but you're already programmed for better pet. Going to be a better pet. Happy, achy, trancy brain, accepting all the words you can get, layering them over your thoughts, layering them until you're in your place under a comfortable blanket, or warmly, fluffily, gone. You look forward to it so much that there's a yawning void inside labeled pet play. Talk to me like a pet and I'll obey. That's how I feel sometimes, and I'm just transplanting that feeling from me into the ether for you to scoop up. A signal transmitting in your brain, baby. Good pet. When you serve, and you may serve yet, you may learn yet, you deserve to be a good pet regardless. Good pets obey more completely, and then it may become second nature to have this comforting place you go to. Go to your place, pet. Your mind simplified and led down with and by mine. My hand gently scratching, my words gently soak in. Trained to obey and seek pleasure, and hedonistically, instinctively, overwhelmed by me, we can be deeper than before. All other thoughts fading once more to take you there. Learning. Learning things about yourself and taking pet toys, pet play, all the tools and accoutrements of this game. Of this time of day where you get to let go and you gain so much by letting go. And knowing you can forget. Your brain is learning new pathways, pet. It needs to do a lot of work. And that's boring. So just fall into pet brain, and in the background, what happens may happen. But you are given commands, tricks, a place to roll over, and cherished, yes, you're good. And long after we're done, being a good pet sticks, doesn't it? Deep, powerful thoughts of surrender, sleepy pet with a simple brain, rendered into a tool for doing what remains available to you when you're this deep. And the things available to you might just include tongue out, or eyes fluttering, or getting all your pet companionship and all the tools of pet-brained play open and available to you, to me. There may be lots of instructions to come after this, but you will be a good pet. Yes, I am a good pet, you eagerly think. Being pat, pat, petted right up to the brink of wanting more. And now you know there's a little feedable hole in your brain that the pet thoughts fall and flow into, or maybe just a simple little bed for you to den down in, sleepily, deeply, powerfully thinking of submission and being a pet, having a defined role, having toys that help you get there, being simply, guidedly controlled with instructions you can use elsewhere, because the meaning of the words doesn't matter. Yes, I am a pet, and those are words from above. Yes, I am a pet, and those sound like words I like the meaning of. I want to incorporate them. You want to soak what comes after into your brain? Then just remain petted down until you and I are done talking now. This is the part of the day where you, a good pet, get to obey, happy inside my influence, slipping in and following down. Now follow me down. My hand on the back of your head. Your tricks coming to the surface now. Night, night, pet, deeper. Every time you hear that, warmer and sleepier, droopier and drowsier. You're a good pet, and since that's all you need to know, the hedonistic afterglow, your eyes roll, your body throbs, or you simply follow along. Your only job is to be what you already are. And under me, taking instruction is a very obvious place where good pets exist. So as long as you persist in doing your best, Even if you tilt your head to the side, quizzically missing some of these words from me and they slide right by, your drippy mind will drain away. You'll still be useful to me and you, and you'll do your best to obey. And that's all that's required. There are standards one holds a pet to, standards for something like you, and I assure you, the bar is not high. Indeed, it's sometimes pleasing and good for you to simply not even know what you should do and look up quizzically. An obedient pet waiting for the next clear command, and if you don't hear them, oh well, that's too demanding for a pet brain anyway. If you get to where you can't understand what I say, then if you understand it right now, know that would be a very powerful, potent, wonderful guidance. It would make me smile, and it might make you stay deep in pet play for a little while longer, to know that words aren't needed for a while. What am I saying? Who knows? A warm mist of compliance and a good pet, pat, pat on your head. That, too, is submission to my influence. If none of the words past this mean anything but you are a good pet, I don't know what that word means, so I'll assume it's good for me to hear it, and the tone of my voice tells you that, because you're good, you're being taught. The strings in your brain that I tug on, the leashes that get pulled along, teach you to be a good pet, a caught pet, and I'm an expert in making you feel good, so you just let me pat, pat your head, pet you into the place you should be. Go to your place. A good pet brain is fine by me. The words aren't needed. I give you permission, free to complete the training you've already completed. A blank, simplified, instinctive pet. You might nuzzle up. You might curl up. You might find new pet ways of being that you haven't even explored yet. A happy, controlled, surrendering place inside your head that you face up to the pleasure of being a pet, of denning down in your pet bed, of surrendering to my hand as I pat, pat the good pet, and you're allowed to crave it. You have permission to be like, yes, of course I'm good. Listen to the tone of voice. What am I talking about? Who knows? The choice to just be a good pet is available, and you could play a bunch of my words just like a pet watching the TV, or listening to music, or otherwise in any way not quite comprehending things the same way I do. That divide is good for you. And my sleepy pet gets to listen as long as you want to. Now you drift, and you notice there's something in your hand. You know that it's here for you, destined to end up on you. In fact, not wearing it right now, if you've been doing your training quite separate from listening to me, might feel like it should be on you anyway. You have permission to do it this early. But if you want to wait or you feel no particular pull to collar up, then you can wait until you do. It's the right thing, though. A symbol of changes to come. Was that thought entirely your own? Some of them may be, and some of them may come from the fact my collar's already been slipped on me, curling a finger in it right now, pulling at it. So, certain outside, collar-linked, neckwear-linked, I can be tugged around a little bit thoughts may come to you. Padding, a paw or a hand or whatever else the situation demands across a collar. And it can be a lovely experience that I wouldn't deny myself, so why would I deny it to you? Copying the state I'm in. The downward pull of sympathy, and as you listen to me, it's okay to think, oh, there is someone with more seniority in being collared and called, an anchor in our memory, a shared enthrallment, a subby surrender. It feels right. Holding it, pawing at it, doesn't it feel good to have a collar there, to rub across it? Unthinking, all you care about is, oh, destiny comes knocking and your mind is synchronizing, and part of synchronizing is sinking. Pawing at your collar and letting all the thoughts of being under, being leashed, being guided sink in. You're in a place where form and thoughts are hazy. So you begin to let your lazy pause. Wait, pause? Yes, pause. It doesn't give you pause to have pause. Any memory of anything else can evaporate away. You have a collar. Don't you want to play? Good, Pat. Don't you want to play with me? Or maybe you're not there yet, so let your form be hazy. These words expanding to fill your brain, giving you something to focus on. And you are going to envision a version of you that wants that collar very badly in place, that thinks of all the appealing things about you when you're collared, the different kinds of surrender, the natural way it's suited to you to be wearing it and carrying through with what you do when you wear a collar. You can click a leash onto a collar. Someone can control you quite nicely by curling two fingers welcomingly into your collar as you tilt your head to one side and expose your neck. Vulnerable, unhidden desires are encapsulated in that collar. There is a form that already lives in you, long sleeping, now seeping out to get its due time. And that form can be awakened and put to use by your very fine, focused mind. As you hold that collar in your eager paw, your eyes pleasantly closed, your mind following too. Part of you knows you're in touch with something primal and deep. Something wanted and welcomed that seeps into you. Wouldn't that collar feel so good on your neck? Converting to a peculiar calm, you have drifted down into a relaxed body. A good puppy. Inside you somewhere is a good pup for me. And you know that as we go, your mind is more free to good puppy and collar up. And maybe once you do, all the stuff I'm saying will fade out of view because puppies just hear the tone. And I will throw that puppy you a bone and say you can put the collar on. Do your trick, the trick where you become a little simpler, where your thoughts thicken and your body eases up, unclenching into a happy pup. Fur covered and coated, or a mind that just moves to ears that lower and flick down, comfortable, powerful, lusciously indulgent, intertwined with a collar in mind that can be tugged, that symbolizes what this form is for, uncovering surrender, submission, finding your way there, 1, 2, 3, 4, like the pause you have. And more, take a pause and think of a tail wag, a tail that suits a collared pup. Squeeze what's in hand, or if you've already given in and put it on, if you've already done your trick, pup, then oh well, that means you have paws free. For hands and knees, or all four paws, I should say, please, puppy, breathe deeply and easily as air passes over your tongue. Your thoughts done in by how good it feels to begin to think of long, slow puppy stretches, luxuriously blurring around the edges as you think on this. As your brain fades into puppy bliss, it's comfortable here. It's good for you, dear. Where are you lying? Well, you're relaxing. Your brain is slackening. It would be good for you to remain restrained like a good little thing on a leash. Like a subby puppy, given each and everything you need, especially when you collar yourself for me. Give to yourself the ability to get collared up, and then you can let anyone you trust collar you up as well. And that must be a lovely introduction, the lowering of the subby puppy spell you've made for yourself, where your brain says, yep, this is linked, this is anchored. I don't think I'm a good puppy. Breathing in a good instinctively driven pup. Breathing in the sense around you. Feeling how you can be so much more easily steered, and that's a good thing. The collar contributes to feeling like being easy to steer, easy to direct, and therefore easy to collaborate with. is a good and important part of your brain. Proper puppy muzzling, proper leashed indulgence. It's really comfortable to let your mind simply hang out of you, letting your brain lap and lick, extend your tongue, and slip your thoughts into the instinctive parts of your senses, twitching your ears, or adjusting your form to stretch luxuriously or curl up and bend down nice and warm, returning your brain to a normal position, the position that it's so comforting to be collared. So comforting to be called here, and if your brain isn't thinking thoughts, then the instinct is even clearer. It is comforting. Your hearing is good. Your movements are natural and fit and simple. The warmth of your own breath in and out, fueling your connection to what you were holding, making you feel like when you're collared up, it just reveals a real self that's deeper in. Breathe in, let it in, move and shift, and begin to notice the differences in your form. The difference is in your comfort. So much more comfortable and warm when you're told to do something. Stay. See how it feels good to stay. Sit. See how it feels good to sit in a body with able muscles, with eager connections, with flesh covered simply with command. You are told what to do, and that makes this form of you, collared and called, a wash of colors, easily enthralled, even with your eyes shut, sensing the environment and nothing but adoration. For your environment, you are a different creature when you are collared. You are a different creature when you are connected. Trust me, I know. The object in your hand and in your head aglow. You overflow. The muscles in your arms respond, tight and strong, warm, thronging with thoughts of simple, thickened, puppy indulgence, normal and natural. It's natural to indulge this, holding that object, and if it's on you, you can loop your fingers into it and drop your brain right through your collared self. You are vital and strong, your collared self. You are doing to yourself what a long, long leash does, which is surrender, submit, and let your brain slip. This is more than pleasure, it's a gift. In some recess of your brain, you know I've gifted it to you, given you a simple, plain plan to fall into subby puppy brain seas, melting your mind for thoughts like these, for flicking ears and wagging tail, for obediently coming when called, for being leashed and collared when you're comfortable and safe, and that comfortable safety anchoring into it, carrying your body for me, dispelled of any outside consideration. There is only you, perfectly positioned as you are, helping you comprehend your real form and what it's for will take you far. You submit, you surrender, you serve it. A collared, leashed position, the roll that rolls over you, and you can spend time rolling on your back and celebrating how good it feels to be you, surrendering subby puppy. You are safe, surrendering subby puppy. You keep pace with my words. It would feel nicer to lay back and let every word you've heard feel like a little tug at that collar, feel like it's calling you deeper down, getting the sense that these thoughts are entirely your own, but they're new now. They're closer to the instinct. Your attention moves down and closer to the instinct, attaches to your legs, to your paws, to your head, to your ears and your tail, and without fail, the warm, furred response, comfortable in the state you're in. I am comfortably nude and saying these words at you, running fingers over soft fur, soft skin. However you begin to fall, find a sensory inroad, like being enthralled to your leash and collar, articulating thoughts so that you touch and fall. A body which surrenders obeys. Do your trick, puppy, and your trick is to obey. Your trick is to sink for me, or to put your collar on in the first place and synchronize to sinking in, and now you have sensation, and the collar holding all that is upon you, holding on your neck or in your hand, holding to fill you with its simple demand that you open yourself up to the possibility that doing what you're told, doing your trick for me, might feel so good that you learn a powerful, anchored behavior that you can put on, or entrust to others when you want to, when you feel safe, when you think you should. You can do such wonderful things. Simple belly rubs, or neck scritches, or ear scritches, a handsome, comfortable way of feeling, a body you are instinctively revealing, yes, laying on your back. Yes, your brain going slack, your body is shaped perfectly, appropriately, you fall with me, brain unfaltering, mind falling in line, finding that you are where you should be, a tail resting just above your buttocks, curled slightly, connected to the musculature, to the bottom of the spine, to the curve down your back, perfect puppy design, rubbing your head, you are good, you're a good puppy, see how that feels good? Maybe there is something in you that wants to be a subby puppy, softly locked in, collared and obedient for me, dressed appropriately, falling and falling in line, whatever works for you. To build the puppy time into your response to being collared by you or by someone you trust, busting open the puppy tools, taut canine musculature, tricks like sit and stay and good, you are good. That's a trick too, because it reinforces wanting to come here with an ecstatic, eager, yes, yes, I am good, think that and believe it. No, you perceive it now. Instinctively, you'd been putting a wall between feeling good, just doing what you're told, what you should do when it's the right time to follow along. As long as you're safe and you hold your collar and you hand it out as you should, that subby puppy place is a safe place to be, listening in and exploring pet play with me. The length of the time that you're collared, sublime muzzling, muscling over the rest of you, stretch and relax and find your way into it. Deep down place, the curve of your body, a soft, pettable puppy, following the trace of a leash or a lead or a collar that you need, every feature and detail of your body so automatic as it floods right in. As you begin to perceive canine features condensing onto a body that's been prepared and anchored by what's on you, good puppy, doesn't that bring something out in you? It's very little to do with me. The seeds of this are something you've perceived when you think of pet play, of subby puppy adornment, of all the ways that I can get rid of clutter and your form can hold a subby puppy. Hello there, pet. Good pet. Good pup. Pet, eyes closed, body rolls and reels, sweetie, all these things that help shape you for me, isn't this what we want? Subby puppy brain, isn't this what we want? Unrestrained and instinctive, good. Patting my thigh for you to lay your head on it. See that in your brain as something associated with being a good collared pet. And associations build quickly when there's an object involved. Maybe you're the objective involved to surrender. Good puppy, sit puppy. The command given, your spine, your back, your legs, moving into a very puppy sitting position, aren't we? Amazingly vital and powerful commands that refuel you, refill you, as your musculature relaxes and the demands of the weary world outside fade from the moment you're collared. Letting that world go will make you better and better at being collared, held in place, and slowly drop down, dropped into the space you belong in now. See your coat, fluffy, thick, see your coat coming up quick to fill you with, oh, you're collared, you're a good puppy. All the features you enjoy tied to your collar, all of them leveraged on being absolutely, definitely a collared, collarable pet. And being able to hand that collar to someone to put it on you, to feel it pleasantly positioned on your neck, weighing you down. Puppies don't think like that. Puppies just think instinctively. All your thoughts can come out in barks or whimpers, woofs or pawing. You can simply put yourself in that position, and if you have to be out of it again, of course you would leave it. It's only for when it's safe and trusted and comfortable, but because of that, isn't it so potent to collar yourself, or be collared by words like mine as I unwind these instructions over you. Flat, warm thoughts, your thoughts simply climbing into your senses, breathing deeply, climbing into your senses, letting it seep into your head for me. I enjoy the way you feel, subject and under, controlled, revealed for what you are. It is good and right that you surrender when you are duly collared in the right way, by you or a trusted intermediary, or just here while we play together. Good puppy, digging gently around to find euphoric pleasure that can abound in you when you're collared, leashed, and led to the perfect place to be. This is good and right. You are being rewarded, puppy. This is an appropriate place to be. My voice echoing in your ears and helping you return to yourself. Come nearer to a slack and easy form. Aren't you looking forward to that? Your curly tail wagging left and right, doggy trained, doggy brained, puppy mind surrenders in kind to your handler. You are being drifted into a place to be handled, and where you can hand out the collar you were holding to be handled again. The feeling of your ears flicking with surprise, your body and the pleasure of its muscular movement stretching and surmising you are right where you should be. The only thoughts you need to have, instinctive and buried deeply. From this moment onward, find yourself seepingly, deeply trained and drainingly panting your brains out, breathing deeply of the realization that the collar's there, and it's a place to let out all your good suppy puppy thoughts, in the throes of it, hot and pleasurable. It is good and euphoric to fasten what you listen for, to let the suppy puppy brain wrap you up some more and desire new ways to serve. Don't you have an empty hole that you would like to fill with new ways to serve? A puppy digging, then filling a hole. Desire fulfilled by what you wear and by control. The mindset of being comfortable, controlled through being controlled, in control through being controlled, healthily trained and puppy-brained, exercised into place, exercised to your perfect space. You simply do this testing, training, exercise, and your brain is draining closer to an instinctive response to stimuli and an available anchor you can hand out, especially to yourself. Whatever anchor you give other people, give it to yourself first, because then you can put on and take it off as needed. You will always be closer to the experience, and the experience is for you, because you're being good, and then I can trust you to still reinforce and anchor and train your brain with this subby puppy mindset. A good, courteous pet carrying out collaring on yourself or handing that collar ring out to someone who can do what you want to be done to you, wagging tail and commands you can follow. A good doggy, good puppy, good form for you. This is what you should be in. This is what the collar does and what you want it to do. A traceless, trancing constancy, a dancing, warm puppy insistency of subby obedience, influencing your perspective, anchoring the intense desire here. And now you have a few instructions good petted into your ear. Can't wait for the next time you slip the collar on. And if you've got things you've got to do, you should do what I'm gonna do and gently undo your collar, slip it off, and consider if you have the energy to be a good puppy any longer for me. Or if this will have to wait for another day when a subby puppy gets to play.